Whether or not Cupid's arrow finds you this week, one song marks Valentine's Day like no other. WRTI's Deborah Lou Harder and Bob Craig explore the most famous musical Valentine of all and how its unlikely lyrics influenced the world of jazz.
In his 1937 breakout musical Babes in Arms with composer Richard Rodgers, lyricist Lorenz Hart wrote a profusion of hit songs, including My Funny Valentine, about a character in the show called
Valentine, Val Lamar.
WRTI's Bob Craig. The poignant sophistication of Hart's lyrics inspired trumpeter Chet Baker to lay down his horn one day in 1954 and sing.
Nobody ever really sang like that before. It was very gentle, it was very seductive. That had so much influence on a lot of jazz singers to follow,
including Frank Sinatra.
Shortly after that, Miles Davis recorded a version of My Funny Valentine, and all of a sudden it again exploded.
Why did Hart's lyrics capture people? It seems an unlikely love song.
Is your figure less than Greek?
Maybe that's part of the charm of it all.
Hart led a troubled life and understood that most Valentines are far from perfect. But who is perfect? In his perceptive words,
don't change your hair for me. Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine.
Stay, little Valentine. Stay. Each day is Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.